AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They're off in Boston, where the marathon is underway. 30,000 runners, 1 million spectators, and some rain as the race began. It's been 2 years since the bombing there killed three people and injured 260 others. Our Denise Lavoie, who is there, says the atmosphere today feels different.
There were fewer memorial services. Still, the feeling is there. The sadness is there. But the runners and other participants in the marathon are saying, you know, we're going to take our Boston Marathon back.
The FBI will have more to say about half an hour from now about the weekend arrests of six people in Minneapolis and San Diego in a terrorism investigation. Our Carlotta Bradley with some background on the effort to find young people who may try to go overseas to fight alongside terror groups.
At least one person from America has died while fighting for the Islamic State group. In addition to those who've traveled to Syria, authorities say since 2007, more than 22 young Somali men have traveled from Minnesota to Somalia to join the terror group Al-Shabaab.
The Tulsa, Oklahoma County Sheriff is also talking this hour publicly for the first time since a 73-year-old volunteer deputy shot and killed a suspect after mistaking his handgun for his stun gun. Robert Bates is charged with second-degree manslaughter. Rescue crews are searching for survivors and bodies in the Mediterranean after a smuggler's ship went down with perhaps 900 migrants on board. Only a few survivors have surfaced so far. Meanwhile, European Union officials, are meeting in an emergency session to try to figure out what to do about migrants trying to get to Europe from conflict zones in Africa. This is AP Radio News. Somebody's been arrested for climbing the fence at the White House. Our Violet Ikonomova is in Washington with what the Secret Service is saying.
The agency says the person who climbed the fence was caught immediately. It happened around 10:30 last night on the building's south side. This is at least the 17th time in 5 years someone has tried to get over that fence. It's about 7.5 feet tall. Last year, agents let a man with a knife cross the lawn and get into the White House through an unlocked door before finally apprehending him. Violet Ikonomova, Washington.
It's up to you now. The Florida postal worker who landed his ultralight aircraft on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol last week says he's done his part to highlight the problem of money in politics. Now he says it's up to the American people to catch the ball that he threw. And he says no, he didn't worry about getting shot down in Washington. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.